something made of paper. You get your groceries
in a bag.
And it, you would say it's a wet bag. What's it made of?
Just a paper bag.
How do you know how a fairly large quantity of sugar used to be packaged? We hardly ever see that much now, yeah. But in the store you just go and get a 5 pound of sugar or 2 pound
bag of sugar.
Do you know what one made of really rough cloth might be called? Some kind of bag?
Or a sack. Yeah, sack. There's another term for that. I can't think of it. Just a sack.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of crocus sack?
Yeah, crocus sack. That's what I was trying to say, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about toe sack? You ever used
Never
that?
Heard of that, no.
Do you have any idea with what crocus sack means? Where that came from?
No.
What would you call the amount of corn you might take to the mill at one time to be ground?
I wouldn't have a particular name.
Okay, but how about the amount of wood you could carry at one time like this? If you were at a fireplace and you were going to build a really big fire and stuff like that. When the light burns out in an electric lamp, you have to put in a new
bulb.
When you carry the washing out to hang it up on the line, you carry it out in a
basket.
What is like a barrel but smaller? This is how I've always heard beer comes in a
keg.
And what runs around a barrel to hold the wood or staves in place?
I don't know what you'd call it, but I...
Yeah. Well, you remember all that story of antebellum women used to have these dresses that went out and they stood out real far.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What'd you call the things inside them that would hold out the dress?
I guess petticoat, I guess. Is that synonymous with what you're talking about? I don't know. Okay. I can't think of that.
In basketball, if you're playing basketball, and mm-hmm. in order to make a goal, the ball has to go through the...
Through the net. Through the rim, through the basket.
And the net is connected to the rim.
The rim, yeah.
And you know another name for the rim?
Called the hoop or the basket, yeah.
I'm
a former basketball player, so we just call it a number of things. So, yeah.
Okay. Where'd you play basketball?
Lemoyne College.
Did you just play on the college team, or did you go to state? Any kind of, were you a champion player?
No. We never won our conference.
In a wine bottle, there is something in the top of it, in a lot of wine bottles, to keep it from coming out.
Cork.
What do you call a musical instrument that you put in your mouth and blow on
it? A harp.
Have you ever heard of anything that you hold between your teeth and pick with your fingers so it twines?
I've seen those. I don't know what you call them, though.
Have you ever heard Jew's harp? Port?
Come again?
Jew's harp.
I think I have, yeah.
What would be the usual tool that you would pound nails with?
A hammer.
And if you have a wagon and two horses, what is the long wooden piece between the horses?
I don't know.